have reached the FAA Air Traffic Security Coordinator. Be advised, all calls may be recorded or monitored.
Air Traffic Security.
Hey, this is Seattle Center. I'm wondering if what you guys think about having us call the pilots.
Hey, hold on just a second. Actually, I'm answering for and she's just about to get off the other line.
Okay.
Just a second.
All right. Hey there. I'm wondering if we call the pilots for, we have at least three aircraft that reported this other aircraft or whatever it was. I wonder if we call them and have them give us some more information about what it is they saw, or do you want any of that stuff? Would that be helpful?
I think that would be very helpful, along with trying to find out who requested or approved WADS to scramble the Rock 01 and 02, because I was on the line trying to get a hold of you guys, because LA was saying that you guys requested military assistance from WADS.
No, somebody called me, Oakland called me and said, hey, WADS wants you to call them. So I did. And
so
I just said,
Oakland called you?
So Oakland was initially the one that had this report of these airplanes, seeing these other, this other guy at 37. So they told us first. So all we did was start asking these pilots a bunch of questions when they got in our airspace. So the Oakland, OMIC, or whoever calls me, or actually call, I don't know if, remember if it was the area, called our area, or here me here at my number, and said that WADS was asking, wanted to talk to me. So I called them, and they were asking me a bunch of different questions, and then they scrambled. I don't know, we went through the whole scramble process, you know, and they had the command posts and all the facilities on and all that business.
Right,
involved.
That request for military assistance has to come from FAA headquarters.
Yeah, I didn't ask for the assistance. I just said somebody, Oakland said that they wanted me to call WADS. So I just picked up the phone and called WADS and said, hey, this is going on. You know, what do you need from me? So they were asking me, well, where is the plane? What's this? What's that? A bunch of different questions.
Okay.
So I didn't approve or ask for anything. I just was given information.
Okay. Did you hear me calling asking over the deadline?
So when you first were calling, no, because I guess we got disconnected. So I wasn't hearing that, but I was calling on this number that I called you, you know, just on a regular phone.
Yeah.
I called that. And they said, well, they're trying to call you on the den on the other, and I'm like, oh, I don't know why I'm not hearing that. And then I realized it was disconnected.
I tried several times to call on the den, and I tried several times to call you on the landline.
Well, on the landline, I had the phone with me the whole time. Although I've had Bigfoot calling me a million times. Command center called me down in the area. I've been all over this building. So anyway. I was thinking that we could call the pilots for United 612, and anyway, we had three aircraft had 4712, United 612, and a SkyWest, I think, SkyWest or Compass going southbound that also saw it as well.
I was 3748.
Yeah.
And then there was a request from WADS to ask Alaska 439 for a sighting, and they came back as a negative, but there was also an Alaska 525 that was in trail of Southwest 4712, who at some point the walk operations person here said they heard that they made a request as well, or that WADS was calling something out over the line saying asking for Alaska 439, but it was really Alaska 525 that was in trail with Southwest 4712.
I saw that, but I don't know if Alaska ever saw them or not.
Okay. We can. Well, if you can reach out to those four aircraft and see if any four of them can confirm whether they're willing to write up a report.
Okay, who would they send it to? If I ask them to send it to somebody.
You can have them send it to the headquarters then.
What's the email address? Okay. Okay. Yeah, we were talking here, and in hindsight, I'm wondering, so we had those two aircraft descending for Portland, if we should have just let them descend and keep a visual until the scramble was out there, I guess.
Well, that's, I mean...
I mean, you hate to do that.
That's the greatest idea either, though.
Right.
We don't know what this aircraft, if they're equipped with anything, or, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, keeping an aircraft in the air to go head-on with an aircraft unidentified, no markings, probably not a great idea. Probably would have been a good idea to get the military involved, but, like I said, again, that request has to come from FAA headquarters then, and I explicitly said over the line that a headquarters then was not in conference with requesting military assistance at that time.
Yeah, nobody...
And I was on the den, so... Because I had no radar, I had no target, I had nothing.
Yeah, we had nothing either. We had nothing either.
From anybody, so I would not send up the fighters to go up and, you know, tootle around and send...
Right, yeah. Right, we're flying around for... We don't even know what we're looking for.
Right.
Right.
So...
I don't know where they thought they got the call to do that, you know. I don't know if by me calling them, because I got to ask Oakland, because Oakland said, hey, Wadge was looking for you to call them. Okay.
Right.
So I'll just pick up the phone and, yeah, what
well,
do you
Wadge
get?
Wadge knows better. That request has to come from FAA headquarters then, and I announced that over the red switch and over the den. So I don't know. I'm not getting any answers as to who made that call, so unless they did themselves, which I don't know if they'll admit to that or not.
All right, well.
Okay, well.
Let me get on the phone and call these, call and see if we can get these pilots to send a report of what they saw.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Yep, all right, bye.
I sure will. Oakland Center Watch Desk.
How are you doing? Seattle.
Hey.
So, you got a second?
Sure.
So, reference this whole unknown aircraft at 37,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
You guys initially had a couple of airplanes in your airspace right around our boundary, right, that we're seeing this?
Correct.
Is that right?
South. That was Southwest 4712.
12 and United 612.
612, correct.
Right, okay. And so when you guys were doing that and you were initially talking to the den, right, you told them?
Not at this point. Probably 1 minute later.
Okay.
The supervisor came down and told me, and then I asked him to call me offline.
Okay. So you
then,
didn't... And then you talked...
Actually, I talked to the den after I talked to you.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes, because I told him you saw the same target swap or whatever we saw.
Right. So then at some point, somebody called, and I don't know if it was on my phone here or our area phone, and said that the den wanted to talk to me, and so did Wadge. So... Anyway, I guess what the issue is they're trying to say that somebody ordered a scramble without having headquarters do it, and I'm like, I didn't.
No, we.
I didn't order a scramble. All I did is call Western because they asked me to.
Right, and we had. I mean, they had talked to us about it. Our oceanic soup was on the phone with Wadge, and he had requested it, and then headquarters called me back. After I talked to them offline, and then I let them talk to the oceanic soup, and then that's where we left it there, and then the aircraft kept getting spotted and spotted and spotted, and then it just kind of escalated from there.
Yeah, okay. All right, I was
and
just
we
trying
just,
to recall that.
We just heard
the...
that you guys were requesting assistance as well over the den line, and that was it. So.
Okay. Well.
But there was definitely something out there.
There was definitely something there. There's no question, because United 612 was kind of, it was off this guy's, it was off United 612. It was off of his 3 o'clock and about 5 to 10 miles for probably 100 miles.
He right.
was sitting, seeing it. So anyway, what we're doing is we're trying to reach out to the pilots of all those aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
To see if they can write us a little report of what they saw. So,
because
then, yeah, so anyway, those two guys that United and that Southwest were descending for Portland, and so now, of course, they are losing a visual,
right.
But the fighters aren't there yet, so now we got fighters out flying all over, and they don't know where they're going or what they're looking for.
Right, especially now it's probably almost dark, or if not dark.
Yeah.
And then... So our radar did pick up an intruder target coming in at a high speed right towards the southwest. The controller quoted...
But wasn't it going southbound, though, not northbound?
Southbound, and then it did an abrupt maneuver and just took off northbound. So we're like, what? He was southbound. Yeah, we saw him. Now he's northbound.
Weird.
Yeah. So this is... I was just watching the Falcon, and then... I'll have somebody that's more techie take a look at the ERAM playback in the morning, but that's just going to show the data.
Right.
It won't be synced up to voice. So.
Right. Okay.
And then were you going to put in an MOR on this as well?
I'm not sure what to do with all this. I mean,
so
there
is one that's on there, an unknown aircraft. I was just going to put in just like we just talked about.
Right,
you know?
Kind of a synopsis of what happened.
Yeah, the time frame,
right.
Which aircraft, and... Somebody else is going to go through this, I have a feeling, with a fine-tooth comb, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, I'll be working tomorrow 11 to 7 if you need anything.
Yeah, I'm on the swing again tomorrow night, so.
Yeah.
Is your first name?
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy that'll be working this evening is.
Okay.
He's been an omic down here for a long, long time.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Seattle Center Operations.
This is I'm the captain at 612. I was told to give you guys a call concerning an aircraft.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling me. So you were United 612?
Yes.
Hey, so kind of weird tonight with this aircraft at 37. So I appreciate you guys really helping us out and giving us as much information.
Yeah, that's really weird that you didn't have them on radar.
Right. Yeah, we had nothing.
Yeah.
So we're kind of working with our head FAA headquarters, and I'm hoping you can just give a, if you wouldn't mind taking the time to fill out a report, and
sure.
And about what you saw and some of the specifics, if you can, any details you can provide.
Sure, no problem.
It's going to be... And then if you want to CC me, that's fine, or include
sure,
me
I'll
too in there. I'm... was off your, if I remember right, 3 o'clock position for probably about 100 miles or so.
Right, about 3 to 2 o'clock, about 10 miles off our side, but really just a speck of an airplane. I mean, you could tell it was white, and it was above our altitude, and we're guessing like 4,000 to 5,000 feet. But that's about all I can really kind of tell you. I mean, that's all I know. I mean, he never came close enough for us to really get an IQ on him.
Yeah.
But I will write that down. And I'll send that off. It's not a problem.
That'd be great. And about
yeah.
If you can recall about any kind of details about a position when you first saw it, or how it even came about. Did the controller ask you, or did you, just see it before, or any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, actually, it was a Southwest airplane that had it in sight, and then after the it passed that Southwest airplane, then he called us and asked us if we could see it, and then we took it from there until we, you know, started our descent. But yeah,
right.
I'll write it down. Do you want me to write an FSAP? Would that be the way to do it?
Well, I was just hoping if you wouldn't mind providing a synopsis of it and just email it to us.
Sure.
But if you want to do an ASAP on that too, that'd be fine.
Okay.
We're just trying to piece it all together because
We
don't know what it was, and it was not talking air traffic, and it's basically an intruder. So we're just trying to go through some type of protocols here to see.
No problem. And listen, I hate to cut you off, but they're about ready to shut the door, so I'm going to let you go here. But I'll send something out to you guys, right?
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, bye. Seattle Center Operation.
Hi, this is with Southwest in Portland PDX. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. I think I've just got kind of information. You're trying to reach a crew member from Flight 4712?
Yes. So we had a bit of an unusual situation tonight with this aircraft that was at 37,000 feet. So we're just trying to piece it all together because that aircraft was not identified, wasn't on radar, wasn't talking air traffic, but you guys were getting visual on it. And so we're trying to, what I'm hoping you wouldn't mind doing is take kind of a...
So I just want to tell you, I'm ground ops here in Portland, but the crew that brought that plane in, they've already gone to their hotel. I can reach out. I could reach out to our scheduling and give them this number. Is that what would work best for you? If you still need the information from them?
Yeah, I really would like to get some details from them, and I'm hoping that they could submit something for us.
Okay.
But yeah, if you wouldn't mind reaching out to them and have
give them this number. And you're Seattle Center?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll do that. They're probably on the shuttle right now heading to the hotel, and I'll reach out to their schedule and have them give this number for to contact you.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Seattle Center Operation.
It's just Captain on Alaska 525. They asked me to call you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to give me a call.
Sure.
So when you were en route to Portland tonight, I'm not sure if you guys were asked if you were seeing an airplane northbound at 37,000 feet.
Yeah, they did ask us.
And did you see anything?
We never did see it, no.
You never did?
We were about 20 miles away, and we looked hard, but we couldn't find it.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm just trying to get a hold of everybody that actually saw something.
We were not in that group. We heard a lot of people talking about it, though.
Okay. All right,
did you guys launch any fighters?
Yeah. Yeah, we
did. Is that the Rock 1 we heard?
Right. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Did they find them?
No. We had a couple airplanes that saw them, but then they had to descend for Portland, so
right. They
kind of started losing sight of it. And so, anyway, we're just trying to get as much information from any of the crew that saw what they saw, and just kind of give us a little synopsis. So, but if you guys didn't say anything, then
no, sorry.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you giving me a call.
You bet.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Operations Center, this is. May I help you?
Hey, how you doing? Seattle Center.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm just calling to give you some info. I don't know if you've been monitoring the den and.
Actually, I just got in, so.
Oh, okay. Well, we had a weird situation tonight where Oakland Center had unidentified, not on radar aircraft at 37,000 feet. We ended up taking it over, I guess, if you will, in our airspace. And so we had some three different aircraft that reported seeing this aircraft at 37,000 feet. Was not on radar, didn't have radio, no nothing. A pair of planes were not picking it up on TCAS, but was in our airspace for a while, so they ended up scrambling some fighters off Portland. Never did find anything, but anyway, we're kind of just starting, the dust is starting to settle and clean up the paperwork, starting the paperwork anyway. So I never called you guys earlier, but I figured whoever was there was probably listening to it if you're monitoring the den.
Okay, yeah. I think that everybody was pretty busy in here.
Okay.
So they may not have heard that. Did you do an MOR?
I'm getting ready to do it right now.
Oh, okay. Is it going to be significant?
No, because there was nothing that...
Nothing came of it.
No.
Okay. I'll tell you what, quality control is on another call right now.
Mm-hmm.
Once she gets off of that, why don't we give you a call back?
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Great.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Seattle Center Operation.
Hello, this is SkyWest 3478. We were given a call to call you guys.
Hey, I appreciate you giving me a call. So you're the crew flying southbound from heading down to Sacramento, right?
That's correct. It was I'm the captain. I was a pilot flying, and my first officer, he actually saw the target, and it was about, he said, 25 to 30 miles away heading northbound, but he wasn't able to see any distinguishing features.
Okay. I'm wondering, here's what we're hoping. We're asking all the crews that actually had a visual to send us some type of information, anything you can share with us of what you saw in a report, just even any kind of details you have about what you saw, about the approximate time frame, anything you have.
Now, is this under what category? What, is that under an ASAP?
I mean, you could do an ASAP if you want, but obviously I was hoping you guys could just email to myself and to FAA headquarters, and I got an email address for them. We're just trying to go back and look at all of this, all that transpired here, because that aircraft was not talking to air traffic. It wasn't on radar. It wasn't on anything. And so we're just trying to go and kind of pull it apart a little bit. So any kind of details that you can provide us via just an email that said, hey, we were on this flight going down to Sacramento at this time, around whatever time air traffic asked us if we saw an airplane, this is what we saw. Just something to that effect, and, you know, the position of where you were, any of that type of information that you recall, if you could send that to us, that would be really helpful.
Okay. What's your email address?
So my email is And the other email address is
okay. Then dot.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Okay.
Any kind of, if you want to do an ASAP, that's fine, but anything you can just share with us on what you saw, and that would be helpful, very helpful.
Okay, great then.
Okay, appreciate your help.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Seattle Center Operation.
This is Captain on 4712 Southwest flight.
Hey, I appreciate you giving me a call back.
Yeah, you bet, man.
So, bit of an unusual night here for us.
Yeah, I know. Hey, can I hang on for 1 second, if you don't mind?
Yeah. You can start the MOR on that one. I'm in the middle of this one.
All right, sorry about that. I had to get out of this noisy area here.
So
yeah, unusual night for you and for me. I've never, in all my years of flying jets, which is coming up on 30 years, I've never had anybody y'all weren't talking to.
Yeah, really strange. We weren't painting them on radar or anything either. So so what I'm asking you to do, if you wouldn't mind, is if you wouldn't mind sending us an email kind of describing what you saw, position, description, altitude, any kind of any details you can provide us for about how long you saw it and all of that, that would be perfect.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a couple of email addresses. If you want to do an ASAP, that's fine, but this is something separate on the side.
Right.
That would be really helpful.
Okay.
We're trying to piece all this together.
Can you send me, if I give you my email address, can you send me the who you wanted me to send them to?
Sure.
At yeah.
Okay.
Did y'all have time to scramble anybody to go take a peek?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
And can you share any of those details?
Well, the issue was that by the time we got there, you guys were already descending. So, you know, now we don't know what we're looking for with the fighters, right? So, yeah, but we did. We did, but we you know.
They didn't see what we were looking at. Because, you know, there was a United flight and a SkyWest flight that saw them too.
Right, yep. And I've already talked to those pilots.
So
they're doing the same thing as you guys and just sending some details.
You know, and that's crazy because, you know, if it was like a Lear type airframe, probably would not have seen it this clear. This was a white airplane, and it was big. And it was moving at a clip, too, because, you know, we were keeping pace with it. It was probably moving a little faster than we were. But we weren't converging with them, so it was kind of moving away. But, man, we watched them.
So it was a larger aircraft then?
It was a larger aircraft, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, any of those specifics and details that you can share would be great.
Yeah, and I would say the closest we got when the control Oakland gave us the first call, he said, hey, I had somebody come up at 37,000 feet at your 1 o'clock and converging. And he goes, but he's not on my radar anymore. Can you take a look out there? And we're like, yeah, we see him. He's like, you see something? And then that's when it kind of started, you know, we're not talking to him. We don't know who he is.
Right.
And then we watched him. I mean, from Northern California, Oakland Center, all the way till, you know, the descent. So probably a good 15 minutes or so. But anyway, yeah, I'll put it all together and respond to those emails that you sent me. And I'd love to know what that was all about. So.
Yeah. Okay. I'll send you an email here in just a couple minutes with the email addresses to send them to.
Okay.
So appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, what's your time frame on getting this back? We have a pretty short overnight, and I'd like to put some thought into it, my FO.
Yeah, I mean, just probably just sooner than later, but, I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, super lengthy. I mean, obviously, the more you have, the better, but, you know, we don't want days to go by for sure.
No, I mean, I'll get it to you tomorrow,
okay.
But I just want to, my first officer is not coming down for dinner, but, you know, I want to put something together tonight, have him just review it, just make sure we're both on the same page, and then I'll give it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be great with the call sign and
and
the time and where you're going and, you know, all the other specifics you shared with me. That'd be great.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Glad to help. See you.
Seattle Center Operation.
Hi, my name is calling from the Quality Control Group. I understand someone was trying to speak to QC via the ROC earlier today.
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe. So I called just to give the ROC a little information about an unusual event that happened this evening. And I'm working on filling out the MOR. We had Oakland gave us a call about a MOC intruder that they had in their airspace, that they were observing in their airspace right at our boundary. And then later called back and said, well, now it's going northbound at 37,000 and we had a Southwest flight that was observing it. So we tracked that airplane. Well, we didn't have them on radar. we weren't talking to them, but just through pilot reports, we were tracking this aircraft. We were in the communication with the Den and then Lodge, and then they end up scrambling fighters. But the aircraft that were observing the target at 37,000 started their descent for Portland prior to the fighters getting there, so we kind of lost sight of it. But anyway, so I'm just doing the initial paperwork for this, and I was in communication with the Den earlier. I've spoken to the three flight crews of the three aircraft that did observe this traffic to write us up a little kind of summary of what exactly they saw. And they're going to send that to the Den. And so anyway, we're just kind of going through this paperwork process now.
So you said the aircraft had started a descent toward Portland. Do we know at this point who he is or what's going on?
No, I don't know if that traffic was descending for Portland. I'm saying that the aircraft that we were in communication with that had been observing the target had to descend for Portland. So where this guy ended up, we don't know.
Oh, so we still don't know.
No. The fighters scrambled. They went out looking around a little bit, but we lost anybody having sight of the aircraft.
Wow, that's weird.
It's really weird, yeah. So, anyway, all three of these flight crews are going to write up a little summary or synopsis of what they saw and any specifics, and they're going to email it to the Den, and we'll go from there, I guess. So, anyway.
Did you guys get any information to indicate if it was a large carrier jet or something smaller? Or anything?
So, the pilot that just called me back now from one that was observing it for probably 100 miles said it was a big jet. It was not some little small, he said it wasn't like a little Learjet or something like that. It was a pretty big jet. And it was going faster than they were. And this Southwest was, you know, it was a Southwest 737 in the flight levels, and, you know, they're going 450 knots across the ground, and this thing was going faster than them. So,
okay.
So we don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And really kind of weird, so I don't know. I don't know if it's a SIG event or not, but I was going to initially do it as now, but It kind of started in Oakland's airspace, so I think Oakland's going to have an MOR on it as well.
Yeah,
as us.
I haven't checked Cedar yet, but I was just told by the op center that Oakland did enter an MOR, and they checked theirs off as potentially significant. So, I mean, it's strange enough that if you check it off potentially significant, you could. I don't know that what else we can do at this point. It sounds like you did all the proper notifications going to the Den and alerting the other offices that need to know.
Okay. So do you want me to check it as SIG or no?
Yeah, just go ahead and enter it as a potentially significant, but I'm not anticipating anything coming forth as far as attention to, you know, or anything additional needed from the facility. Just document what you told me and the fact that you coordinate with the Den Watts Fighter Scramble and what we have.
Okay. So the other thing that may come up, just for your awareness, too, is that the Den wasn't real happy because I get the impression they think that I ordered the scramble because they're the ones that are supposed to do that, and they did not. So they seemed a little upset by that. And I said I didn't order anything. I was just relaying information that they requested. So, So I don't know if that comes back in some type of a fashion as far as who ordered what.
And if it does, I probably would not hear about it because that's, I don't know how they would communicate that back if they were not happy with it because I don't know what channels they would normally use.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, this is a weird enough thing that there's not a set procedure. I think you guys did the right thing in doing all the notifications the way you did. Like I said, just document what you have and Oakland Center's got one in there, marked potentially significant also. I'm trying to get into Cedar, but it's pretty slow right this
So
minute.
I was going to do this as aircraft operated at an altitude speed. It's like a TCAS one, you know, like that particular drop down. I don't know if it's more appropriate to do something else. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
You know what? That sounds like an acceptable category.
Okay. Okay.
It's not often we hear about an unknown guy up at that altitude.
Right.
So, all right. Thank you so much for that briefing. And
okay.
I'm going to peek at the Oakland MOR just the same and see what else they put it on there.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Okay. Have a good
all
night,
right.
sir. Bye. Bye-bye.